Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my beautiful co-hosts Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro. And I think Marianne Adams is on with us, but she's muted because she's got family here. And we're here with some special guests today. And that's, I know you as Elizabeth, Eliza's Angels, and Hawk. Hawk, you're joining us today too. And welcome, both of you. I said on the episode info that we had some pop-in guests, and we have tequila and donuts in the green room, so make yourselves at home. So anyway, well, it's, you know what I mean, they're virtual, but we enjoy them. So Elizabeth and Hawk, would you like to just let us know, just a little bit about yourselves and what brings you to the spiritual world of things?
Mom, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go real quick and then you can go. I've always been involved in spiritual stuff and have, but lately in my older age, it just seems like it's just really there for me now. And
yeah.
I really feel, at peace with it. And also, you know, all my people that have passed on I feel them as my angels, and that they're always helping me and watching over me and bringing me abundance. And
great. Do you do
so
readings for
just
people,
like
Elizabeth?
Share.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, hon. Yeah, yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You do readings for people? Okay. So at the end of the show, because
really
we can.
Not a lot, but I got. They're called inner child cards, and woman gave them to me in North Carolina, and I've always played with them and used them for myself and stuff, but I started following along with you all on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and I found that the things that I'm getting from my cards are just in sync with you guys, too, so... it's been interesting and fun. I like that.
That's how it works. Yeah, you just anything you practice, you get better at, you know. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, glad to have you, Elizabeth. It's so nice and it's so lovely to always to look in the chat room and there's Eliza's Angels. It gives you the warm fuzzy. So it's lovely. Hawk, how about you?
Yeah.
Are you exploring
Hello.
Your spiritual side? Hi, welcome.
I am a seeker, and I consider myself a wizard now,
nice.
I think my story is interesting in that I was an agnostic atheist my whole life,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't until very recently, last 3 years, I had my awakening, and I've been on my journey towards enlightenment. I have many understandings now about the universe, and I feel like I have a lot to offer because I had a history in science and psychology, and I was very physical as a kid, and now I feel like I can bring this balance and show the spiritual world to the non-spiritual and hopefully make it more accessible. That's my goal.
Ooh, I love that. Wow. We need that so much because, I think all of us as a team, we try to get the woo-woo out of it, right? Because it's nothing.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like veins in your teeth and slasher movies and stuff like that. It's, oh, God, no, it's like opening into love, like the love, the ultimate love. And like, beautiful. Well, Hawk, I mean, join the team anytime. We are looking for people to do more shows. We like Sacred Embers is a whole network.
Ladies are amazing, and I think that you have so much potential to grow as a show to assist others. I think it's beautiful, and I'm so excited to be here and be a part of it. I am nervous about the intuition side of it all, so I'm going to let you ladies take charge in that. But I really hope I can. Add some of the yang, some of the,
See how you like it.
philosopher side of it all.
Yeah.
Totally.
That would be great.
No, I think that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
See how you like it. You know, you may have fun on air, and if you do, we'll talk. That's great.
Yeah, we'll talk. I've got my deck in hand. I'm not scared. I'm ready to try.
Yeah, and so, and Marianne's, you know, she knows the same way too. Yeah. Like, she's just starting out doing this work. And so if she doesn't pull anything in, it's totally okay to say, oh, not right now, nothing's coming in. That's how it works. And
I want to give kudos to Marianne, because some of her insights are so brilliant and fully comprehensive.
Thanks, huh?
So for just starting, I think that's amazing.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, just spreading the light, ladies. Let's all have fun and give some good readings, right?
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Something about my son. He's just as gorgeous as he is intelligent and talented. And he was my little scientist and used to, like, you know, just tell me, you know.
I've bombarded her with facts about biology,
you know,
and the world.
at a very young age. And it's just amazing to see that him coming, like, into the spiritual world now too. And now we could talk about that stuff, because he always thought I was a little wacky for doing it. So,
I think that you've grown so much because I've grown so much, and I've given you some assistance and you've given me more assistance. And I love how we both really awakened around the same time. Same for you, Aunt. I was about to call you Pooh,
Aunt Pooh.
Aunt Tony.
Called me Aunt Pooh. Sorry.
Yeah, so that might come out. If I say Aunt Pooh, I'm talking to Aunt Tony.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this. You know, you have such an energy, both of you. And I love that you started out questioning, you know, what is this all about? You know, you don't just dive into religion and go, this is what I believe, and that will always be what I believe. Really, you're a seeker.
Right.
Yeah, and that's how you get there. You sort of go, and you get a lot of, people get into a lot of trouble questioning that stuff, but I love the people that do, because they are the spiritual warriors, and, you know, they demand the answers, and they find them too. I love turning to people like Einstein, because he was a physicist, yeah, but he was totally, he understood there's a spiritual connection, and you can find it by looking at quantum physics. And
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think the quantum physics is the science that's going to show the world that the woo-woo magic is actually just another side of nature that we didn't understand before.
That's correct. Oh my gosh. Where did
wow.
the finding of from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm really excited, because I haven't talked to Aunt Tony since I've awakened and enlightened. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see her new side even more, which I have on the show because I've been listening. but, yeah, this is what I was hoping to do, is just add that other side, because I've been studying the mysteries and the ancient cultures and how all the things we're discovering today are just rediscoveries of lost knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
wow.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
Chills.
Cool.
Good.
I know.
That
I'm
is
just
my
crying.
Intention.
My son is so brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So,
I wanted to add
to
that. There was a quote from Isaac Newton where it's a little knowledge leads man away from God. A lot of knowledge brings man to religion.
Oh.
Well,
and
ooh,
I don't,
good.
I like to replace the religion with spirituality.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Because religion. Because.
Yeah. The dogma is what is dangerous.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It puts a cage around the spirituality and.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, okay, well, Wow. I can't wait to see where this show goes today. So, all right. So I'll say to our guests, chime in. If it's something comes in, just like, don't even raise your hand, just jump right in. And we're going to start taking callers if that's good with you guys, unless anyone has anything to add about,
No,
I have one.
No,
I forgot. The most important thing today. Happy birthday to Tony. I completely forgot to wish you a birthday of joy.
Oh, thank you.
We're so glad.
Happy birthday, you beautiful Gemini.
Happy birthday, Tony.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Here and
in spirit, for sure.
Wow.
Yes, happy Father's Day to stepfathers and to boyfriends that are stepping up.
Yes.
And it includes fathers to furballs as well, the fur children. All right. Well, there we go. Yeah, it's true. Okay. I mean, all forms of life are, they count, you know. I loved it when Robin Williams, I think it was the Fisher King, he goes, there's three things you need in life, and one of them was respect for all kinds of life, right? And I'm like, yeah. The other would be good bowel movement. On a
bless
but Robin there you
Williams.
Go. Yeah, oh, yeah. He does come through to people like he hasn't sort of disappeared, so
wonderful.
Oh boy. Okay, well, we're going to have to introduce Eliza. Do you like Eliza or do you like Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Okay. We will make sure Elizabeth and Hawk get to meet the rest of the Sacred Embers Network. There's a whole bunch of others like us. They're back at the Fabulous. All righty. Well, let's go to our first caller, guys, and we'll see what we've got here. 917. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn. Bryn's one of our repeat callers. And Bryn, you're calling from New York, am I right?
Well, actually, I'm in Encinitas, California for about a month doing some house sitting here.
Oh, okay. It's beautiful. How's it doing down there? Is it?
It's 70 degrees every day. No clouds.
Wow.
That's
beautiful.
Nice change of pace.
Absolutely.
So I'd like to see if I could just get a message, any messages my guides might have for me at this time.
Okay, does anybody want to go ahead? Okay.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead.
Jessica. Thanks. Go for it.
Yeah. Hi, Brent. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Hey.
I used the Oracle deck, Ask Your Guides. Are you going through sort of an ending of sorts, and there's like you feel like there's something new on the other end? Thank you for the confirmation. The cards that I've got for you in this order is death, which isn't, death as we all know it, but it means the death of something. Something's coming to an end. And then right after that, the card new life popped out for you.
Wow.
So
that
I feel like you're going through this seven rebirth process right now, as many of us
are. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I think your guides wanted you to know this and help confirm this for you, because sometimes, when we are going through, that death and rebirth type of situation, or we're going through so much shifting right now as a planet and individually, I believe that sometimes we can feel a little crazy or a little nutty,
that's how I felt. Yeah, that's how I've been feeling. Yeah. Just kind of, what's going on here? I mean, I've been through these deaths before in my life, and it's just getting to another level, you know. It's like layers
right.
of death, you know, and then layers of a different layer of life that comes up, you know. It's like layers of experience, I guess.
No, it's very real. I mean, it's valid for sure, and this is why this came out. Your guides, first and foremost, wanted to just let you know that you're not crazy, first of all, and that, you know, don't try not to criticize yourself or be harsh on yourself in any way right now. Just allow, Brand, and allow this transformation to unfold, and then you have just such beautiful potential once you get through this, and I think you're almost through it, too, is what they're saying, and this represents just a new new life for you, a new chapter, a new phase in life. And the ascension you're going through. That's what we got from you, Brent.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Yeah.
Fabulous.
That's awesome.
Okay, Bryn, this is Lynn. And I've got a couple of things. I got a couple of things that came through. The message that when you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And the thing is, it feels like you're kind of chattering. I'm saying chattering. Your mind is chattering with all these different choices that, like, what is it you want to be when you grow up, basically? That's okay. My personal advice is don't grow up, but get, you know, grow wise. You know what I mean? Lose that. Yeah, don't lose that childlike sense of wonder that we have, that we're born with, you know? Now, I have to ask you, Bryn, do you know someone on the other side who was a dancer?
Dancer. Well, I know my mom in her early life did some dancing. In terms of anybody outside of the family,
feels like a contemporary of yours, a friend you knew in the arts, someone you may have known in the arts. It feels like almost performance art kind of dancing, like, do you know what I mean? Anyway, they're sending you the message to put on your dancing shoes. I'm not quite sure what that means, because I don't feel like it's literally dancing they're advising. I feel like you need to lighten up. Because you're bogging yourself down. And that is not an accusation, because I've done that myself.
No.
I'm sure everyone on this team has been there.
Sure.
And you get to a point where, but the thing is, just make a choice. You know, make a choice and follow the path with heart, as Carlos Castaneda tells us. Follow the path with heart. And you know, it's right in there, that third chakra area will give you that sort of yuck or yum response. But don't worry and you're not wasting time, and there's no such thing as failure. So don't worry about that part. Just pick the best route for you. So Tony, what's coming in for you? Anything on?
So I got the same as both of you. So I got the same. Hi Bryn, by the way.
I'm
glad you're
there.
In California. Enjoying yourself. I also got the same thing that Jessica got about you reinventing yourself, or, you know, changing for the better. And then I also got the part about a dance, and it says that this card, I got the King of Cups, the Knight of Cups, and it says this card heralds romance and embodies the graceful movement of a slow dance. Enjoy this location and be present to connect. This knight is intuitive and totally in touch with your emotions. As such, you know what you want. You just need to go out and get it. So this card offers it offers love, and it says that you're a hopeless romantic, and it says to keep in touch with your emotions.
Okay. Wow, wonderful.
Does that sound good? Yeah.
Great
message. It sounds really it sounds really pretty. So, and amazing.
Yeah.
I'm happy
I like
for
that.
You.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Very,
you're welcome.
Very helpful. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, very much. Thank you.
Wonderful. So do Elizabeth, Hawk, or Marianne, anybody pulling anything in?
Oh, I'll go.
Okay.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there,
Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth.
Hi there.
And what I got for you is the Eight of Crystals. And in the Inner Child card that I draw, it's got a really cute picture of a child making a figure eight on ice as an ice skater.
Uh-huh.
And it says the precision of a figure skater is inspiring to watch. The time and practice that must be devoted to the sport are apparent when one sees the grace and form demonstrated by a skater on the frozen surface. As the skater glides and dances on the ice, it appears as if he or she has united with a band of angels, joyfully spinning in the cosmic vortex of life. The figure skater exemplifies a perfect union or balance between nature and humanity. And it's saying that deep-seated changes and transformation are represented by the number eight. And they occur for the dedicated individual who achieves excellence in a specialized talent. Do you have one of those?
As an artist.
Are you an artist?
Yeah, I do some artwork. I have a lot of interest. I mean, I'm interested in learning more about animal communication and medical intuition. I mean, I do some readings myself. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting you should mention the figure eight, because a lot of times I see a figure eight in front of me, like I kind of see that image, you know. Yeah, so that's very relevant.
And
yeah.
You know, it represents like a snake eating its tail, or you know about to. And it says that at this level of inspiration, the influence of greatness affects the greater community. This is the ultimate use of skills that can transfigure the world. When individuals are willing to strive for success in the fields of art, education, and social service, humanity begins to fulfill its potential as a custodian of divine love and wisdom on our planet. And it also says, when this card appears in your reading, look into the deeper realms of your life to discover the gifts that you can share with the world. Allow your hidden skills and creative abilities to fully manifest.
That seems all very much connected with everybody else that said.
It does,
they
right?
Said. It's all interconnected. There's no barrier there. Yeah. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Very
You're
good.
Welcome. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I love meeting people in the arts, because I'm in the arts. And so,
oh, great.
I'm a creative person, and it's just, you know, we've got so much to give that.
Yeah.
From
yeah, it's
heart.
Important to express that creative flow, yeah.
It sure is.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
it. Hey, so, Bryn, you said you were aware that you were kind of going through... Hello. You said you were aware that you were going through another death, a rebirth, so a transformation,
yeah, it feels
right?
Very much like a kind of... slow death. Yeah.
And do you? You were asking for a message, and was it because you feel like you need some direction in this transformation? Where are you? How do you feel
just,
about it?
It was just like a message to see what's going on, where I'm at, and so far the readings I've been getting on the show are very relevant. So it's more like, you know. a message about, okay, what's up? Well, what's going on here? You know, I want some clarification and, you know.
Right on. Well, I got a similar message. I got a lot of divine child coming through for me. And I think that this transformation is a good opportunity, just like the ladies were talking about the dancing and the creating and the childish or childlike joy,
yeah.
I think is what is what you are meant to be channeling at this moment, because it'll propel you into the future with all your arts. That curiosity of a child, the divine, it's what you're most passionate about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were saying that you had an interest in learning how to communicate with animals, which is one topic I had recently got really interested in, too.
Yeah. I've been doing some practicing on Facebook. There's a Facebook group for practicing. So, and I've gotten some interesting results. So I just want to get back to it. I haven't been on it for a little bit. But, yeah, I just want to keep going on it just to flex that
right
muscle.
On. And one of the cards I got was the Page of Swords, which might be a little bit different sounding, but I think it's right where you are. And it stands for new ideas, curiosity, thirst for knowledge, new ways of communicating. And again, it's the youngest of the swords, right? So it's it's that inner child again. It's that curiosity and that thirst for new knowledge.
Fantastic. Wow.
I think you're right
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm getting there. I think I still have a little process to go here.
Know that by committing to the path, you've already completed the path. It's just an amount of time between then and now.
Right. Yeah.
And on the other side, time doesn't exist. So once you've done it in your head, you've done it in the future, which means you've done it in the past. You're there, man.
It's already there. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody's help today. That's very important.
Marianne, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Sorry, I have myself on mute for a minute. So the message that I got is kind of the same thing. It's to choose a new direction. What they're saying is that you may find yourself feeling unfulfilled or full of discontentment, and you know that there's something else out there in the world for you, and you've been procrastinating. They're saying that you've been procrastinating following the guidance of your angels, which we all do. So they're saying to make a conscious choice to be the person you're meant to be, create an action plan for yourself, and that leads you in the direction that you want, and with your divine purpose, and then take steps immediately, and you'll be in the happier future that you're looking forward to.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
That's the message that I got. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your help very much.
You're welcome, Brenda.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you with us because, you're a kind of a friend of the show. We've met you a few times. It's so lovely. So have a beautiful Sunday, and thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much.
You too.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah. Wow.
He's always got great energy, friend. I like him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're always cheering when he succeeds at his heart's desire, you know. That's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So, 650, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Miranda. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda. We're very glad to have
you.
How can we help you today?
Yes, I was just looking for a general lead, whatever you pick up from Spirit for me. I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, Miranda, this is Lynn. And why am I seeing a weeping angel?
Could be because I'm feeling restless, and I guess
It's okay. Don't push for it. It's okay.
Yeah,
but
no,
I just
it's not fulfilled. It's just not fulfilled.
It just feels like there's something. I don't know what I don't know. I feel sad, like something's not working for you. But it's like an expectation has been has something's let you down. Someone's let you down. Mm-hmm.
Not someone. Something like. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just sort of will drop this here, and the Buddhists remind us that the source of suffering is attachment to outcome, right? And so I think it's not really one of those dramatic angels. It's more like a cute Hallmark card-looking angel. So it's a very sweet angel, but it's weeping, and it feels like... it's hard to articulate the message, but it's like, I'm here. Why aren't you listening to me? It's almost angel frustration that you're not getting the signs or you're not paying attention. So you might want to just sort of do a little bit of present moment work. Stay in the present moment and don't worry about things that didn't work out, because I will always repeat the line from the Stone song, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. So, be of good cheer and don't despair, because it happened for a reason. Okay? I'll put you over to Tony
that's
now.
That's what I believe. It's frustrating because this was a big thing. It's not like I take it lightly. Mm-hmm. I made a major move, and it just hasn't gone as planned. So it's like,
there's your key word. Gone as planned, right? So there's your attachment to outcome. Step back, let your angel team or guides, whatever form of energy you believe in, let the universe do its work, and you will find out that there's something that you need that you will receive, but it may not have been what we planned. It's all right. We all do it. You know, we're very human, and it's like drat. But don't worry, it's going to be okay. So, Tony, do you want to take it from here, love?
Yeah. Yeah. So when, hi, Miranda, nice to meet you.
Hi.
When you were talking to Lynn, I drew the sun and then the ocean with waves. So I feel that you are, I think it's going to be okay. I feel that you're going over some massive waves, kind of like, when you're surfing and you just can't get up. You just keep falling down. But then you do get up is what I see. And then the sun is peeking through. So sometimes what the card that I got for you is Queen of Swords. And it's a message to use your head more and your heart less. I don't know if that makes any sense, but if you're having trouble communicating something that is difficult for another person to hear, know that you can always dip your toe into the cup of empathy and compassion to help with your delivery. Sharp analysis and careful consideration are always intelligent moves. As in being able to clearly connect with the others in a way that is easily accepted and understood. A clear heart and a clear mind will allow you to speak your truth always. So that's the message that I just received for you. So hopefully that will help in some way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fabulous. Okay. Whoever wants to jump in, Elizabeth, anything coming in for you? Sure. Go ahead. Oh, Jessica, I'm sorry. I'm terrible at emceeing.
Okay.
I'm going to step back. Bye-bye.
Go ahead.
Hi, Miranda. This is Jessica.
Hello.
The card that Spirit had just kind of fly out of my deck, literally, is practice moderation. I'm not sure, everything that's going on in your life presently, but I think they're wanting to just relay or remind you to practice moderation. and think about ways where you may feel unbalanced one way or the other. And pretty short and sweet, but that's all I've got.
Okay, thanks.
Perfect. Okay. Who's Elizabeth? Did you want to chime in?
Sure. I've got the Seeker of Crystals, which is, if you know the story of the Cowardly Lion. So it's a lot like what Tony was saying too. It's the scary tactics didn't work for him. And he becomes confronted with his own fears and vulnerabilities. So he sets off to see the wizard, of course, and he wants some courage. And so the lion does transform himself through bravery in order to save Dorothy from the Wicked Witch. So he does change and finds that his earlier facade is no longer needed as he faces life-threatening situations in which truth, valor, and honor are required. And when he does do this, he becomes gifted with garlands and everything while he's walking down the yellow brick road, as we know. So, like Jessica said, too, sometimes this power must be expressed in a gentle manner. Other times it should be revealed in a fiercely passionate way. The false pride and selfishness that you may project out of fear and doubt are best replaced with an honorable willingness to feel your own pain. Let the inner truth of your radiant soul come shining through. Just like the Cowardly Lion, you will be crowned with the victor's wreath, denoting glory and hard-won accomplishment. Does that set anywhere with you?
Not really, but I'll think about that.
It's also, you know, it's like what you were saying, you know, about going through all these different things, there may be a different way that you need to approach it, and to approach it more in a gentle manner than, you know, trying to, you know, get it going, get everybody in sync with you and stuff.
I'm not actually trying to get anybody to think like me. It's something I have to deal with and accept. So it's not really a matter of trying to convince people or impose my feelings upon anyone.
It's you that you're imposing too much on, you know, and you need to take a more gentle approach and dive deep into yourself. And find your courage.
I think it's more of a matter of acceptance. I just think that I made a decision and I have to accept it for now until...
Right.
Because, you know, real estate, you can't just pick up and move. So I just feel I have to be patient. I have to just be patient and wait until the prices go up and I can sell and... you know, make a little bit of a break even.
Okay.
Even if I don't make a profit.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have friends and stuff that are...
Not terribly close, actually, but...
No. Do you feel you feel the need to protect any of them?
No, actually, no. They're all doing fine.
Well, maybe you should seek that. You know, where you can help others. I know a lot of times when I was going through a lot, as soon as I would help others, things would come for me. And
yes, I believe that. Actually, I'm already volunteering. Yes, I do volunteer work, actually. Yeah, it's very satisfying.
That's where you'll get your courage, and that's where you'll be able to feel better about yourself, too.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's my only sort of solace at this point, the work I'm doing.
Yeah, that's good, though.
And that's the way the Cowardly Lion was until he had to save Dorothy from the witch. He was too involved in just himself.
Mm. Right. Well, thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. So I think Marianne and Hawk, anything coming in for either of you?
Marianne, do you want to go first?
Either one, I can go now or later. Mine is really just really short. So the message I got for you, Miranda, and first of all, I just wanted to say I love your name. I gave that beautiful name to one of my daughters, and I just love it. It's such a beautiful name.
Oh. Thank you. Great.
Yeah. So the message I got for you, hon, is that they're saying that they want you to ask for help because they feel like that you're doing so much on your own and it's causing stress both physically and emotionally and it's creating challenges for you. And so they're just saying to reach out for help, even if it's just information by knowledgeable individuals. That'll help you and then the stress won't be quite so bad. And by allowing others to lend a hand in that way, you'll greatly increase your chance for success and your plans will begin to move forward.
Okay.
So they're just saying to let others try and help you lighten your load because you've got way too much on your shoulders, hon. Just so much. So much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And Hawk, do you want to bring this up to the end?
So I got Ace of Rods, Seven of Swords, and the Sun, just like my aunt. And with the Sun card. And I've been trying to figure out what order this was meant to be in. And I think it is Ace of Rods. And I think this is your opportunity to grow on a personal or spiritual level, which I think you're very well aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the Seven of Swords. And I think this goes back to what the ladies have been saying, where you need help and or to strategize. And I think it's a combination of both. Seven of Swords is often associated with betrayal, but it also can just suggest that you need to be more strategic in what you're doing. And I don't know if this relates to what you're going through, but I know for me, there's that whole, I need to trust in spirit, right? So I just need to do my part, and then I know that it'll be taken care of. Unfortunately, sometimes we think we'll be taken care of in a certain way, but we're actually being taken care of in a different way so that we can learn and grow.
Yeah.
And then that leads to the Sun, which I think you also have an intuition about, where I think the message specifically is that this is temporary. The obstacles you see can easily be removed if you put your mind to it, but even if putting your mind to it is just taking a step back and strategizing.
I appreciate the messages. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's
Hope
fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
thank
know
you
that
very much.
There are three things that don't remain hidden for long: the Sun, the Moon, and the Truth.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all temporary.
True.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I just have to be patient. It'll work out.
Yeah. Every change is inevitable. Yeah. But growth is optional. So it's totally your perspective on the situation that will affect how you feel about it and then will affect the outcome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I think you have a lot of opportunity in front of you, and it's through this lesson of patience, probably.
Oh, God. This lesson has been going on for eternity, to be honest, with every move. Well, thank you all. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
Take care.
Fabulous. Well,
there's that
old saying, rough seas don't make, or calm seas do not make good sailors. So,
right.
Spirit understands what you're going through. Okay, well, I think we've lost Miranda. I guess that helped. You guys were wonderful. Thank you. 770, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
A general reading would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go ahead. It's Lynn, Sandy, and I want to ask you about an interest in all things herbal, herbal medicines and stuff. Does that apply to you?
In what?
I'm feeling that there's a strong interest in all things herbal, herbs and herbal medicines, oils, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. It just feels like, are you on the verge of taking that interest, maybe just a hobby, taking it? Are you thinking of going pro with it?
Not really.
Well, okay. If you are, like, are you sort of helping your fellow humans in your vicinity? So, like, you might help your neighbor out with a remedy here or a tea there. Is that kind of, are you like a friendly herbalist that you kind of help other people?
Well, I really haven't been diving into it, but I was in an enameling class, and the teacher was more on the natural side, you know?
Well, it may be something you need to, not need to, but you might want to look at. It's possible that a lot of that knowledge that you will absorb about natural, I'm thinking natural medicines, nature's medicines, so to speak, for a condition that you might be dealing with, and it's something that will help. So in learning about herbal teas, herbal medicines, you find you help others, but you help yourself. So I don't know if you're like how deep you are into it, but I feel that there you have the potential to help people. And I don't mean quackery medicine where, you know, you're taking weird stuff to cure serious diseases. I'm talking about the gentle use of nature's medicines, right? So using horehound for a cold or a cough, or using lavender to calm, those sort of gentle ways of using it. And I would never suggest to anyone, you know, don't go get medical help if you need it. But there's things we can do to improve our health on a day-to-day basis by using the plants and the other like minerals and all the things the earth has provided us with. So I would just take a little walk down that path and see where it takes you. Okay, so go ahead and let's put you over to Tony and see what comes through.
Oh, hi, Sandy.
Hi.
So I got the same, like, that you're looking for some kind of a cure or something. Is that true? Like, you were sick or you have something that you're looking for the medicine to cure?
Oh, well, I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to take any, you know, I don't want to take metformin, you know.
Right. But my one thing that came up was, and I hope I pronounced this right, was colloidal silver. Have you meshed it with that or have you tried that in any way that somebody has told you to take that?
I know. You know, I have some, actually, but, you know, that was mainly I would use whenever I get a bug, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're saying stop. Don't use it. That's the strong message I'm getting. But I am getting the message, like what Lynn said, that there are other remedies. I mean, you're on the right track, but the colloidal silver is not your answer. In fact, it could make you sick is what the message I got for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're right about the pre-diabetes. I think that you can do it with diet and like what you're trying to investigate, diet and some other you know, herbal medication. But the one thing about the silver, I don't know, I just got that very strong message, and it said, I just wrote it down when I was talking to you, and then I looked it up, and it's the colloidal silver. It's saying don't use that anymore. So I don't know what it did to your body, or it's not helping in any way, except I keep seeing the color green. So the only thing I can see is that it might be turning your insides green. So
what about Sloan's cinnamon?
Cinnamon? Oh, I heard, what is it called again?
Sloan cinnamon.
Do you know about that, Lynn? Because I thought you talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. There's two kinds of cinnamon that we can get on the market. One is cassia cinnamon. The other one is Ceylon cinnamon.
Yeah,
Ceylon
excellent.
Is the one that, Ceylon, so that's the one that you want to use medicinally. The cassia cinnamon actually isn't that great for you, so avoid it if you can. I have ordered it from Amazon, and I was very happy with it. So remember, Ceylon is the one you want. And while I'm just sort of broken in here, I just wanted to say, Sandy, look up Jerusalem artichoke for diabetic conditions. I think you'll find there's quite a bit of help in that plant. And I'm pretty sure, I was just looking up if you can get supplements of it, but Jerusalem artichoke has actually proven quite wonderful for diabetes. So, and you know, and use the other sensible things like diet, exercise, and, you know, keeping on track with your blood sugar and whatnot, but try it because it has proven helpful to people. Sorry, and back to you, Tony. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's all I had. Whoever wants to go next, Jessica, anybody?
I can go.
That's all I have for Sandy. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. So,
sure. Hi.
Whoever's next?
Hi. Cool. Yes. Hi, Sandy. This is Jessica.
Hi.
And the card that was very persistent with you is, it looks like probably from a lot of this, you're going to find new beginnings. This card is about courage and desire and initiation. Creativity. The spark of life from your divine father is igniting your imagination, stirring your creative genius, and instilling in you a strong desire to bring about change. Now is the perfect time for you to act upon your impulses and initiate new beginnings, especially in those areas of your life that leave you presently dissatisfied. So I think this card is also confirmation and speaks a lot about where you're at in your health and, you know, starting new beginnings. And I really admire your stance on, you know, going, you know, more natural, you know, versus metformin, because, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen metformin, you know, cause side effects in people and stuff. So I would just continue down the more organic and natural path. So,
and that's right. I've also had some breast cancer removed a year ago. And I'm having to take anti-cancer medicine. I don't much like that, but that's what they say.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay, so do you want to, who are we with? Jessica, was that good for you there?
Oh, yeah, that was all I had for Sandy.
Okay. Let's see. So, anyone, Elizabeth, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I'm just going to, this is what I think, and I feel this card that I picked is the three little pigs, and it stands for judgment. And, you know, we all know the story about the big bad wolf coming after the three little pigs. So he tries to install fear on them and everything, but the last pig, he builds his house so strong that the evil wolf can't get to him. So I think it's what you really need to do is get rid of any negative feelings and just really build that brick house for yourself through health and maybe through using, you know, herbs and stuff like that. But you need to really get strong so you can keep all those terrible ailments away from you. And the only way to do that is, you know, to reinforce your positive, upbeat, and inherently good nature so that the dark elements of the world cannot break down your resolve and dedication.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Fabulous. I think we all have healing powers within us. That
absolutely.
Yeah. And, I'll let my son talk about that, too.
For sure. I think you're calling today about healing, right? I mean, the focus is kind of where your physical body is now. And you're looking towards the future?
Correct.
Yeah. So the cards I had gotten, I just did a past, present, future. And it looks like you've been through a lot. And even presently, it looks like you're holding on to a lot of emotions. Is that a possibility? Some regret or disappointment or sadness?
Yeah.
Is it pointed towards yourself? Because I'm getting the same message of forgiving yourself, that this might be a point where you need to truly forgive yourself.
Maybe, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You don't have to be specific, but it's one of those things that people often don't realize, but you have to forgive yourself so that you can love yourself, so that you can love others like you love yourself. And often illness is a sign from our guides to get us to wake up. And it usually indicates something. I'm not a professional at this, but often they each mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one is a continuation of probably the breast cancer. Breast cancer is often something to do with nurturing. Mm. And women will get it because either they're not being nurtured or they are not nurturing enough or they're holding some type of regret on how they've been nurtured or were nurturing. And then on the right side, it's often some type of masculine energy. I don't know what that all means for you specifically and your past,
actual physical
experience.
I was not nurtured, you know.
So, yeah. And I think it's time for you to nurture yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's time for you to know that you are loved by the universe, that you are surrounded by beings that we can't see that love you. And when you have that feeling coming from the outside, you have to start generating it from the inside. Really forgive yourself. And just know that all these things are just experiences for us to learn from.
Yeah.
Let go of any fear that you have and know that what's happening to you is actually beautiful because it's going to lead to something beautiful, but that has to be your choice.
Okay.
So I really think that do some of the work and kind of think about whatever pains you've been holding on to, because you've experienced the emotion already. It's time to let it go. You've experienced
it. Yeah.
You know what it is. It's time to let it go. And I want to back up what Lynn was saying about, I got the Eight of Pentacles, and that's your future, which is a study of or mastering of a skill. And so I kind of find it interesting that she was asking about the herbs. Maybe that is something that you were destined to do, and maybe your illnesses were pushing you towards that. Or maybe that's just to open the gateway to whatever it is you are actually passionate about and meant to create while you're here.
Well, I've started taking classes. I couldn't take them the last 2 years because the pandemic closed everything down.
Right, that happens. But there's always books. There's libraries. And you can do self-study.
Yeah. Well, I've taken 2 weeks of enameling, and looks like I'm going to do some silver and wire weaving.
That's beautiful.
And whatever else I can get into.
Yeah.
I think that's a great outlet for you. And while doing that and searching and seeking for new loves in creativity, forgive yourself. You are so strong. Look at where you are now. You're still here and willing to learn and love. You are so strong. Don't forget that. Forgive yourself.
Yeah.
It's time to start the next chapter of your life.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's fabulous. Yeah. Marianne, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I just have chills. Hawk, you are amazing. I got this thing. What came up for me really strong, just popped out, was forgiveness. That's the first thing that came out.
Yep.
And you know what? I've been pre-diabetic, and I was on metformin for a while. I'm no longer on that. But you know what Louise Hay says is that diabetes is longing for what might have been, deep sorrow and no sweetness left. And you know what I've been having to do is, it just really rung true for me too, is that forgiveness is the thing that popped up. And forgiveness can work miracles. It's when you release the past, a weight is lifted from your shoulders and you know, freedom will wash over you. And you know what? And your angels are there to help. They just want you to help you to let go of the sadness or the pain that is caused. And sometimes I know we there's not much we can do. If you just ask them, say, please, just take this from me. I can't take it anymore. And they're just waiting. They're waiting, like Hawk says. They're beings that we don't see. They're just waiting for help, to give us help and to issue any guidance or anything that we need. They're always there. And so
that's true.
You know,
if you ask, you shall receive, but you have to ask.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And so, gosh, like you said, you know, give yourself credit, hon, for having tried the best, and you're still trying. And even if the results weren't what you liked, that's okay. Keep trying. Focus on the changes that you've made since then, and you'll have made yourself a much better person. I mean, like you said, you're incredible. I'm just amazed what you've been through.
Let's give her a tool. Let's give her a tool. The Buddhist prayer of forgiveness. Have you heard of this?
No.
This will change your life. This is what set me on my path of enlightenment. And they say forgiveness is the quickest path to enlightenment. Maybe not the easiest, but the quickest. And I'm going to read it real quick, but this is something you Google and you say every day. And I'll show you that there's two sections that I think are going to be important for you. All right, here it is. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusion, I forgive them. And these are the parts that are important for you. And if there is a situation I am not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. And then the last part, for all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge, or be unkind to myself through my own confusions, I forgive myself.
Okay. That sounds good.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Wow.
It's a perfect tool.
Yeah. Yeah. It shifts energy.
It really does.
Sort of, yeah, it really does. And Sandy, you know, you owe it to yourself to live your very, very best life and let yourself be the very best you can be. Like, you're already tapping the artist within. So, you know, and artists are really good at healing. They just are. There's something about the energy, right? So, yeah, just you can heal yourself. I wanted to just give you one name of a really wonderful herbalist, and his name is Michael Tierra, T-I-E-R-A. You can find him online. The book that started me all out was The Way of Herbs, and he talks specifically about cancer and diabetes and all the different ailments. So just start to educate yourself gently. I'd also type Nature's Medicines into the Google or into your search bar and follow the links that resonate for you. Okay, I think you're on a really cool journey. You're about to start. So, yeah.
And I've written down Michael Tierra, T-I-A-R-A.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. There's some wonderful, wonderful herbalists out there, but I love this guy. He's the one who started me on my path, and I have much respect for him. So, and, you know, if you find a favorite, like, go with that. Go with whatever works for you. It's an inside job for each one of us. Okay, hon?
Okay.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Sandy, and let us know how it goes, okay? Call us back sometime and share your journey with us.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Thank you. Have a lovely
Thank
Sunday.
You.
Okay. We're going to try to get to everyone, but we have to cut this short at the 90-minute mark. So I'm going to just keep moving here. 614, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Filson.
Hi, Filson. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, and how can we help you today?
I don't know if you remember me, but I did want to update you that I broke up with.
Yeah, of course. You know, we remember you very well. I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go ahead.
But I would like a general reading, if that's possible.
Okay. Did you want to update us on something, or?
I just wanted to update you that I did leave the person that I spoke with you guys about last time on too many negatives. And
yeah.
I finally worked the strength to do it.
Good, 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 good. Okay. We've lost Jessica. Not lost her, but she had to go. So we're down a team member. Yeah. I'm getting a flower symbol for you, Filson, here, and I have to just quickly look it up. But I'm seeing the azalea, and I wonder, I'm just trying to get what that means for you. Okay. Abundance. It symbolizes abundance. That's really good. Yeah, you can look it up in more detail. And it also symbolizes passion and feelings of attraction towards someone you like. So I feel like you've made space in your life. You've let this person go that was not going anywhere with you. You've made space, and I think that the next thing is going to be a good thing. But again, you know, keep your eyes open. Trust those spider senses if they start tingling on you. But, you know, I don't think you're going to be going through the same hard times. The only actual meaning I could get from Azalea was like the abundance here. And apparently the azaleas have healing properties too. I didn't know that, but anyway, the azalea comes in. So you can just write in spiritual meaning of azalea and get the different meanings of it. So Tony, I'll slip it over to you, hon.
Yeah. Hi, Filson. I'm glad to hear that you're on the right path and you're feeling better, right? Do you feel clear now? Yeah. And that's what I get, that you've kind of done some self-cleaning inside and out, and that you're starting to get your old self back, like you're able to daydream and use your imagination. And I think that person that you had before took that from you. And so I just think that you're wide open to follow whatever path you feel that you want to go forward to for your next, you know, stage. So good job. I want to commend you on that. Was hard to do, to let go of that relationship, but you did a great job. And I think, like what Lynn said, with the flower, that you are on your road to healing, and you did a good job for yourself. So you need to pat yourself on the back for that one, for sure. Because mm-hmm. we don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes on these kind of hard things.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. That's what I have.
Lovely, yeah. Okay, so Jessica's not with us, so let's move on to either Elizabeth, Hawk, or Marianne, whoever's got something to offer Filson.
You guys go first.
Okay, Marianne, Hawk.
Marianne.
Oh, so what I... Oh, hello?
Yep, you're on
your own. Hi. Sorry, this is Marianne. And so the answer that I got is they're saying bravo to you. They're saying bravo. The decision that you made was a right one. And they said there's no need to continue to sort through additional options. And you know what to do, and you move forward with your plans. So apparently you have something in mind. You've thought of, is that correct? You have something in mind of what you're going to do now? They're saying that sometimes that decisions can be a challenge, and if the task ahead feels daunting, to ask them, to go ahead and just ask them. Make sure you call in your angels, because they're always going to be there for you, and your guides are always there for you. They're willing to help you every step of the way. So they're just commending you and saying, good job, bravo, way to go. That's basically
excellent.
The message that I had.
Wow, fabulous. Hawk, anything coming through for you?
Do we still have Hawk, or do we lose him? No, I got him. I don't know.
Maybe he stepped away.
I don't know. Elizabeth?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here. I was muted and talking. So sorry. Yes, I would love to add. And it's totally the same. I did a past, present, future, and then I asked what you should keep in mind. And Knight of Pentacles was in your past, probably the boyfriend. And now you're at the Ace of Swords, which is totally, it's this beautiful gleaming sword pointing up into the heavens, and there's sun shining through the clouds, and it's wearing a laurel. So you're right there. It teaches that, hold on, I'm sorry. I saw this, and it was great. It stands for clarity, right? So now you're open. You've done the hard thing. It's just what they were saying. You made a breakthrough, and now you have mental clarity at this point. In your future, I got the Magician, and that's beautiful, because that means that you're going to have all of the elements behind you to manifest or create whatever it is you decide to create. And to get there, they want you to keep in mind that you should be channeling the Queen of Rods right now. And that's perfect, because the Queen of Rods represents courage, confidence, independence, social butterfly, and determination.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's your path to the Magician, because you're... I saw a line in here that was beautiful, and I think it was appropriate for where you are right now. Don't be afraid to own your real power and put it out into the world. You have so much to offer, so shine your light bright. Believe in yourself and what you stand for, and don't be afraid to speak up and be heard. No one will silence you.
Wow.
Mover and a shaker. That's your, mm-hmm. You've opened your new path, is I'm saying exactly what they're saying, and just keep in mind that right now, channel the Queen of Rods, that independence and that determination, and put yourself out there with confidence and courage. Shine that light bright.
Awesome. Wow, yeah. That's great. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Okay. So I hope that helps, Wilson. We're going to kind of move along. We want to try and get one more caller in. So let us know how it goes. That was pretty good bunch of info for you. And just keep on, you know, what is that Peter Pan said? Onward, next star to the right, or straight on till morning. Keep going.
Second
you know?
Star on the right, straight on till morning.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. I love that line. It's just like, you know, keep going. Okay, Wilson, thank you so much for calling, and we'll speak to you again, I hope. Okay, to all the callers we aren't able to get to this week, try us again next week if you can. We had a huge queue this week, so 203, I think you are going to be our last caller of the night, the afternoon.
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut, and I feel very fortunate. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi,
this is Pat, the artist.
With you. Yeah. A couple of you lovely ladies have been helping me on an ongoing process, which I'm grateful for. I want to check in either what kind of progress you see for either my son or me. Is that enough of a question, or do you want more info?
That's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
If anyone could see if I, in fact, have a fractured rib or just tendons, that would be neat to find out, but not crucial.
Did you say wrist, honey, or rib?
Rib, R-I-B.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, and I want you to get that checked out. And I'm not trying to alarm you, but I think this is sort of beyond our scope to advise. I think you need to have it looked at. And even if it's just a pull, we're not doctors. We play one on TV, right? But, you know, it's...
Definitely.
No, but you know what
exactly.
I mean. I don't mean to make light of it, love, but do get it checked out.
I went to two urgent cares and they don't do ribs, so this means calling the doctor Monday, but that means a week or more before I can get in. But I'm definitely getting it checked. Thank you.
Absolutely. But you know, again, don't forget, like as we've all said, there is a healer within, and you tap that healer within as you use your other medical, you know.
Okay.
The help that's out there. Okay. Now, as far as your son goes, Pat, I'm getting that old chestnut. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Is he being bullied by his spouse?
Mm-hmm. Probably. I see the way she communicates at times can be demeaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where I think, like, I don't know how you fix that necessarily, but I know that love is going to have to be the answer for you. And sometimes love has to let the other person find their own reasons to get better. Like, you can't force him to come to his senses. It feels like this woman's got him in an energetic entanglement. Like there's some cord cutting. If he understood the concept of cord cutting, I would advise it to him, but I think he's not going to hear anything like that right now.
No.
So you work on yourself. No. And you will strengthen him by strengthening yourself, and you will lead by example, okay? You're not doing anything wrong, but you're also taking the burden of his choices on yourself. Can't change other people, only ourselves, and it's painful, but it's true. Tony, do you want to take this?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Pat. Hi, nice to talk to you. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I got the same as Lynn. I got the strength card,
And it says courage, calmness, quiet strength, influence, graceful leadership, gift, your gifted healer. So I think it's exactly what Lynn is saying about your son. He's in, you know, we know he's in turmoil, but he has to make a big decision. And I feel that you just being there with your, you know, since you've changed your attitude and you bring a sense of calm to him. So he knows he can lean on you, and he's going to need to lean on you a lot. So you just have to stay strong and just bring compassion and strength for him.
Yes.
And let him know you're there, but like you've been doing, you know, you let him know that you're there, but then you step back and let him come to you. And I think he's coming to you more and more, or he will be. Yeah.
Yeah, I went up last weekend, and quite honestly, I was surprised. He made it look like things were pretty good, and I was shocked. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm not in control of this at all, in the sense that I don't have a clue to what's going on. And then I thought afterwards, well, maybe there is movement, a little bit of movement. I've been praying like crazy every day for him, for healing with Archangel Michael. And I know there's a lot ahead of him, but I, you know, hope that that my prayers are helping a little bit, wake things up for him.
Well, they are. You just being there is helping him a lot, and he is, I see the light. He's being enlightened. I mean, I can see, like you said, that something has changed. Within him, not his situation. His situation is not great, but he is seeing the light, and so it's taken him a long time, as we know. But you just being there in the background and offering your strength as a mother, but not involving yourself is perfect for him. You know,
right.
Yep. Thank you.
Awesome.
Wow.
He called today. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
He called today, and I backhandedly gave him a message. I know I can't say anything directly. I told him that I had gone back on medicine for depression and anxiety, and kind of describe how it was helping me, and the way it was helping me is what he's talked about, you know, severe anxiety about the world, which is projection. And he listened, and I was surprised that he talked a long time. It was a calm conversation. Anyway, yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good about that.
Yeah, and this is Elizabeth, and I just wanted to say, I feel the same way that Tony and Len feel. I think that, you know, what I pulled was, it's called the Earth Child, and it symbolizes in the traditional tarot the world, and there's a lot in it also of mother and child. And it shows that, you know, the child voluntarily decides to bear his cross and move through a process of self-sacrifice. And then the earth child, which is more the mother, makes a spiritually conscious choice to re-enter the physical world and once again take up the cross of earthly living. Mostly saying, let a sense of childlike wonder fill your life. See with new eyes, touch the world as if for the first time, and summon courage for the rites of initiation that lie ahead. So, like Lynn said, take care of yourself, and really, you know, focus on yourself, because he is coming around for him.
Good, good. And, you know, just take, but you need to take care of yourself now. Let go a little bit of him and just let it come to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay.
She put more on there.
So, Marianne, did you want to add?
So kind of I got the same thing as you guys, and it's just basically the thing to choose a new direction for your son, because that they're just saying that the circumstances that you find yourself living in sometimes, you know, in constant worry about him are unfulfilling, or and your heart
right.
is full of discontentment.
Yep.
And that you know that there's something out there for you, and I guess you've been procrastinating or taking time to follow the guidance of your guides, and they're just saying just to make a conscious choice to be you, the best you can be, and if you create an action plan for yourself, and it'll lead you to the direction of your divine life purpose.
Good.
So they're just basically saying keep going, and you'll get there.
Okay.
Excellent. So, Hawk, do you want to chime in here? We have, don't worry about the time. If we drip over, okay.
I didn't get a clear message, but listening to you and looking at my cards that I had gotten the Fool, which is a beautiful card, one of my favorites. And then the other one that was important to me was the Three of Wands, and I think this is going to go back to what all the ladies have been saying about your son. It seems like he has begun the journey, right? He is the Zero card. He is the Fool. He has just started it. So it's not going to get easy immediately because he's just beginning it. But the Three of Wands is beautiful because it shows an expansion, a progress, and that there's going to be new opportunity on the horizon, and he has the support to do whatever it is, and you're probably that support.
Wonderful.
So I think it's just like the ladies are saying, you're doing your work, you're even doing it from far away just by praying. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you're sending
yeah.
the love energy there. Whether or not it's directly coming from you or from your guides, you're doing great. So
okay.
That's all I'm going to say is he's beginning the journey. You have opened him.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a big switch from a month or so ago of him screaming at me and saying, stay away. Big switch.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
I'm grateful
and he's
that.
On the path. He is the Fool. He has started it. He's only got 21 more cards to go, which is quite a bit.
And Pat, I have to say that there's a big change in you also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the very beginning when we met you.
Honestly, I have to say, I think it was a choice to go back on medicine because last week I was so worried that my light was going out on all levels, physically, mentally. I was really concerned about myself. And then my therapist said, you know, you did better on the medicine, and I couldn't see it. But I thought, I'm going back on it today, if he says so.
Oh, good.
That's beautiful,
so,
and that's a beautiful lesson to all of us woo-woo people, because sometimes we get scared of the Western medicine. But the truth is that if your soul thinks you need it now, then you do need it now. That's what's going to heal you, because you believe it's healing you, you know? So kudos.
I fight Western medicine all the time. And yesterday, thank God my therapist was forceful and gave me his strong opinion. Another thing I just want to say quickly is be very careful on trampolines. I was with my family. They were all having fun bouncing around, and I was sitting down being safe. I fell over on my side onto my arm in basketball and may have broken my rib, or if not full tennis. I Googled trampolines. My goodness, they are dangerous. Everybody be safe if you play in one. I had no idea.
My son has one. I know, you're right. 100%.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. This was a gift that I got on, and a gift with all your opinions and love and advice. And thank you so much. And I will get to the doctor as soon as they'll let me in the office.
Okay.
Yeah. Bless you, Pat.
God bless.
And, don't forget, your body is healing. It does, you know, the healer within as well. So we all work it's a co-creation, right? Beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I love you all. Blessings to all
of you. Love you right back, Pat. Thank
you. Peace and blessings.
Thanks.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pat. Wow. Bye. Wow, wow, wow. I think we need to keep Elizabeth and Hawk coming back if you guys want to. I'm clamoring for more of that. I just, I think, yeah. But up to you.
We need another show.
We'll talk about
it. I would love
ourselves.
To join on a regular basis.
Yeah,
this is beautiful for me.
Yay!
Listening to you ladies, if I wasn't feeling the light before I started listening to the show, I'd always feel it by the end. And that's what we're meant to do, right, is spread that light.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I just right now, Hawk, and I think, I'm like seeing you making a bit of a name for yourself, my lad. So that's starting to hear what.
No doubt.
Yeah,
it has begun.
Yeah, I hope so.
Whether or not I was ready for my ministry.
Oh, I'm never going to be ready, but you know what? Just jump on in. Let go of that trapeze, grab the next one, and let's see where we go.
Yeah, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Lynn, I wanted to say this to you. I love all your Claire abilities. I love that you can smell and see. I love that.
I want it
so badly.
It's going to happen. It was a horrible kick in the wazoo about 12 years ago that sent me to spirituality. I mean, I've always been spiritual, but
right. The
thing that got me on air helping other people was I was searching for an answer after a really, really horrible life experience, right? And whatever flavor those come in, we all get them. And I think that's what makes people do this work, because I can hardly put the words to it, but wow, I'm so excited for your journey, yours and Elizabeth, and let's talk. We'll get, we'll talk. Anyway, I want to go
around. Good.
Okay, lovely. I'm so excited. Tony, do you want to give everyone how
can
reach?
I have a new website. I have a new website. It's Tony the Good Witch. Witch. It's the same as yours. So it's tonythegoodwitch.wixsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook, Tony Jorgensen.
Fabulous. Okay. So let's go to Elizabeth. How can people find you?
Well, I have a website, but it's not for this. But because I'm an actress and I teach acting. But it's ElizabethDinofrio.com, and feel free to, message me from there or that's, it's got my information on it, where you can reach me. So.
Absolutely. No, this is neat. And, like I've always associated acting, like the art of theater in general is very spiritual. And I'm losing train.
Lynn,
I'm so excited. I'm losing it. What's that?
Lynn, I heard you gave you said about a book that you had somebody look at, and I got it. And I'm trying to think of. Oh my gosh! And I went through the whole thing. It was a very simple book, and it was very I went through the book on tape, and it was just so eye-opening and everything, and I can't believe I can't think of the name right now.
That's okay. Was it the Four Agreements?
No, I've read the Four Agreements. Hawk, do you remember the book I told you about?
I don't remember, Mom. We'll have to bring it up on the next episode.
No.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. It might have been probably something to do with, it's probably Wayne Dyer or James von Prague or one of those guys, that I just, I worship so many of the teachers, not worship, but I am in awe of such, all these teachers. James von Prague was the first teacher I was sent to, and Wow. It's just been an amazing journey. So yeah, the clairs will come to everyone. It's, you know, the more you do it, the more it opens up for you.
Was it real magic, Mom? Was it real magic?
Real magic. The real magic.
By Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Dr. Wayne Dyer. Oh, my gosh. He's still in touch from across the veil.
Beautiful.
Wow. Real magic.
Wonderful.
Yeah, eat it up. It's fabulous. So, Marianne, how can people find you, hon?
Oh, I'm just on Facebook, Marianne Adams.
A website going, and Jessica and her son in spirit, Jaden, you can find them at Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. It's an amazing site on Facebook, and Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook as well. Hawk, how can people find you?
Well, I am actually happy to say you can't find me right now, but
you'll be able
to find me hopefully on this show again, and eventually I'll be putting my materials together because I do have a message for the world. I just haven't figured it out completely yet. I'm still in that research phase.
Wonderful.
I've got a lot to say, and I got to figure out how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, any tech help you need, we can help you with that stuff, you know, websites and whatnot. So,
you guys are so sweet, and I think you are catalyzing the beginning of my journey.
Well, I'm excited. You know what I'm seeing? You know, the beginning of the yellow brick road, it's that curly bit, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. So the very beginning of that yellow brick road. And, you know, you'll probably have to fight off a few witches and monsters and stuff and talk to
them. Always.
You know what? It's part of the journey.
Exactly. Constantly emptying your cup, right, so that you can fill it again.
Yes, absolutely. Fabulous. All right. So, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And the Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Our sister show, Angel Answers, is on at Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I've got a feeling we're going to be adding some shows to this network. So until next time, folks, and hope we'll get these two lovely people on the air. I was just saying to Tony, we can round robin the host teams, and you know, and I will produce guys anytime you need it. So,
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Fabio, thank you. As we go, Spirit provides. We get what we need, right? And I had been asking Spirit to send some really good people to get some more shows on the air because I love doing this work and I think the world needs us. So light workers unite and let's rock this thing. And here comes
light workers, bodhisattvas, let's all unite.
Absolutely.
Let's bring the shift.
Oh, wow. You got
Earth
it.
Shift
oh, yes.
Happy now.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. I'm chills. I've got chills. I'm going to get Louie on there to sing us to sleep. And thank you. We'll talk to you guys next week. Love and light to all of you.
Love and light.
Love and light.
Yes, love and light.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.